Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make the fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite shows.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague on a Friday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. How do we feel about a college football team tanking? We'll get to that. Final thoughts on the weekend. We'll Sprague the Line coming up at 2:30. Get your fake sponsors in 55305. Are we all singing the Sprague the Line song? Are you guys committed?
Are we taking turns?
I mean, we got four voices here.
We also have the longer liner, though. It's going to be tough to time it with everybody.
That's true. We got to get to that line quickly. Okay?
I'm going to fire it off immediately. Don't worry.
All right, get it in. Get it in.
I like that. Okay. Are we ready to make Pacto picks?
He or she.
What anybody said.
Could have said.
That's what they said.
It's 2019, guys, all right? Everybody
right pronoun
can say
there.
It.
Nailed it, Lynch.
Boom. All right, let's get to Pacto picks, shall we? Pacto picks against the spread.
Oh.
Love the music when it
hits.
Ah,
me too.
All right, don't take too long, all right?
Yeah, I don't need explanations. I'll just give you the picks.
You windbags, we're already up against it, okay?
Go.
We'll start tonight. Colorado at Oregon, 7 o'clock right here on The Fan or on Fox Sports 1 on television. The Vegas consensus line currently, and
yes,
this is before the show, was 21.5.
Bump it to 22.
Okay, I'll bump it to 22.
I'm going to take Colorado here. I think Oregon has a get-right game offensively. I also think they're much better than Colorado. The Buffs will score some points. There's really no indication right now, and this is where it's going to hit me to be wrong, that Oregon should be 22-point favorites over almost anybody except maybe Oregon State and UCLA. Therefore, I will take Colorado plus the 22.
I also like Colorado plus the 22. I just think that Oregon, as I've said before, isn't interested in blowing anybody out. They're more interested in letting their defense win, flipping the field, getting a lead,
yeah,
and kind of conservatively holding on to that. So I think that they've got enough offensive talent on Colorado, even without Chenault, to keep it close. Well, I don't know about close, but within three touchdowns, yeah.
I don't love Oregon's running game, and Mario Cristobal wants to keep running the football no matter what. That's going to keep this game closer, so I'll take Colorado plus 21.5 or 22 or whatever it is.
Yeah, 22 right now. This one's tough. It just, you get that many points. I know Colorado's atrocious on defense, and I do think we're going to get a good performance from Oregon's offense tonight, but until I see him beat a team like that in the Pac-12, you can't take that. I know they beat Stanford and covered that spread, but that was only, 13.5, 14, somewhere in that range. Couldn't cover last week against Cal at 18, whatever it ended up being. I'm going to take Colorado plus the 22. All right, first one up tomorrow is a 12:30 game down in the desert. Washington State off of the bye, back-to-back conference losses. They, I believe, are the only conference team without a win.
Yeah, that's correct.
Because UCLA's got to win. Yep. Oregon State's now got to win. They're the only Pac-12 team without a win. They are at ASU. ASU, it's essentially a pick-up. ASU currently favored by one.
I'm going to be the moron that takes Washington State as a road dog here. I have no rhyme or reason. Tracy Clay's quit. They're struggling defensively. They couldn't move the ball on Utah. I'm just going off a feel. They had a bye. They're getting ready for ASU. They really exposed the holes in that defense. And Herm's going to make me feel like an idiot, I bet. But I'll take Washington State plus the one.
For all the things that Sprague just said about why he's going to go the opposite way, I'm actually going to go the way that he said he doesn't know why he's doing it. I think that what we saw against Utah was bad. I think the things that Leach is saying about his team don't sound great. You've got people high up on your coaching staff quitting midseason. They're in a bad spot. Give me the home team.
I'm going to take Washington State in this game. Because if I remember correctly, a year or two ago, Leach did something very similar where he just bashed his team in public. And they responded. It actually worked, even though everyone kind of criticized Leach for doing it. For whatever reason, what he does works in that situation. So I think Washington State might come back and win this game after that public lashing by Leach. So I'll say Washington.
That is true. That did happen. The only thing that didn't happen when he did it the last time was his defensive coordinator didn't quit like 4 days later. So that's what concerns me here. And for all the talk of Washington State coming off a bye, you know who also is coming off a bye? Arizona State. They didn't play last weekend. I think they're decent defensively. I think Jaden Daniels has gotten better as the year has gone on. Washington State's got issues on the defensive side of the ball. There's a lack of trust right now with me with Washington State. The way they got killed at Utah, I picked them to cover that spread. I thought that was a lock. And boy, did I end up being wrong on that one. So until I see it from the Cougs, man, I'm taking ASU. They're at home. It's a pick 'em. They just got to win by two. I'm taking Arizona State to win in the desert. Next one up will be Oregon State. They are at home against Utah. That game is at 5 o'clock. You can see it on the Pac-12 network. And currently, Vegas consensus line on that one, Utes favored by 14.5.
Yeah, you know, last weekend I took UCLA minus the 6 because, you know what, I was kind of reverse jinxing and hoping for the best, but I didn't trust it. They proved me wrong. I'm going to do the same thing this weekend. I think they can cover. I'm going to take Utah minus the 14.5. Go Beavs. Go cover.
I also will take Utah and lay the 14.5. I think that Oregon State will keep it close early on. I think they will try to go punch for punch with them early, but I just think that Utah's ultimately going to have too many dudes pull away late.
Zach Moss is healthy, correct?
Correct. Yes. He's probable, yeah.
Zach Moss is the best running back in the Pac-12, correct?
Or maybe, yeah, you can make an argument for it.
Maybe
yeah,
top two if you want right to do a little bit.
Conversation.
Him, Eno, JJ, Ahmed in Seattle.
I'm sorry.
Travis Dye.
Oregon.
Well.
What?
Sorry.
I'm Jefferson. Sorry. I'm sorry, Oregon State's defense. You're not stopping Moss. It's 14.5 seems, I mean, it seems a little bit low, to be honest, with how good he is as a running back. I know Oregon State can score, but Utah's defense is no joke either. I'm taking Utah minus 14.5.
Yeah, they're only giving up 50 rushing yards per game right now. Great on that side of the football. This is by far the toughest test for Oregon State's offense that they've seen this year. And for that reason, I'm going to take Utah minus the 14.5. I think the final score will be, it's not going to be a blowout. I think you're looking somewhere, you know, 38-21, somewhere in that range, right outside of 14.5. I just trust Utah a little bit more.
I think you nailed that score, by the way.
Yeah, I just think it's tough for Oregon State. I mean, you're coming off an emotional high of a win, and that can be tough to deal with. When you don't get them very often, especially in the conference, the way that they won, everybody's patting you on the back the entire week. It's tough to then bring it again the next weekend. Although, thank God they're wearing the retro unis because those are awesome and they should wear them every single week.
Retro helmet.
The retro helmets are okay. Sick.
Those helmets are awesome and they should be permanent.
I need one for my man cave.
They should be permanent, but give me Utah. I'm going to take the Utes minus the 14.5. Next one up will be...
I had a question about that helmet I want to ask you guys after this segment.
Okay, we'll get to that coming up next. USC on the road at Notre Dame. This one's at 4:30 on NBC. Vegas consensus line on this one is Notre Dame minus 10.5.
Oof, I don't like that number... But I'm going to lean Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame is a more talented team. They're a deeper roster, and I don't trust Clay Helton as far as I can throw him, and I can't even lift him. So I'm going to take Notre Dame minus the 10.5 to cover. Slow start, but Irish cover.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Notre Dame, I just think, has it rolling. With how bad they were able to beat Bowling Green last week, got plenty of people rest, and they've got everything firing on all cylinders offensively. USC going back to a different quarterback once again. I just think there's too much turmoil going on there. Give me the Irish.
I'm going to go ahead and take Notre Dame in this one as well. They are 4-1 against the spread this year, and their one loss against the spread, they missed it by 2 points against Louisville, and they were favored in four of those five games. I'm going to take them to cover the spread on this one against USC.
Yeah, make it a clean sweep, man. They're a covering machine. Give me the Golden Domers. I don't trust USC. I think Notre Dame's a good football team this year. They showed me a lot at Georgia, and I'm not trusting a backup quarterback in that environment. Give me Ian Book in the Irish. Last but not least, you got some Pac-12 after dark, and it is way after dark. 8 o'clock tomorrow. I'm assuming this one's on the Pac-12 network. It doesn't have a TV
guess
station
would be as good as mine.
Next to it, so I'm assuming.
I will tell you in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Could be an FS1 late one.
Does it? But usually it says on ESPN.
Oh, it says nothing.
So it's Pac-12.
So it has to be Pac-12. Washington on the road at Arizona. 8 o'clock kick, as I mentioned. Right now, Washington, the Vegas consensus, favored by 6.5.
You know what? This is another gut feel here. I think Washington's going to have one game to boost the confidence a little bit going into next week. I just can't fathom Chris Peterson dropping this one. It might end up being a field goal game, but I'm just going to trust that the Huskies win by one touchdown. Arizona hangs with them for a while, but ultimately the Husky defense steps up, and I think Jake Beeson will have two touchdown passes. I think the Washington Huskies actually cover this spread despite how bad it feels in Seattle.
Eason's been kind of Jekyll and Hyde, and I don't really have a feel for this game for that reason, that He looked terrible against Stanford. Me and Dirt were watching most of that during the post game. He didn't look good at all against a really depleted team. So I like the home team getting points in a night game.
I'm going to go ahead and take Washington on this one. And the reason why is I don't really know if I should trust Arizona yet because they just haven't played anybody. And the teams that they have played in the Pac-12, UCLA, you win by 3.
Right.
Colorado, you win by 5. Washington's way better than UCLA and Colorado, even though they haven't looked the part necessarily this year. So I'm going to take Washington in this one.
Yeah, I agree with you there. This is, I usually do this in gambling. Like, I'll give teams a couple of chances. This is it. This is it, Washington. Okay? You've already lost two games to Cal and Stanford that nobody saw you losing. I did take both Cal and Stanford to cover those spreads, but Arizona, as we're mentioning here, is not a juggernaut. I do think they're a good team, and maybe we dumped on them too early this season after losing to Hawaii. This is a get-right game. I can't understand how they could go 1-3 in conference play and lose back-to-back. I'm not buying it. I don't think they're going to get caught looking forward because they can't. They just lost a game and got dominated on both sides of the ball. I'm going to take the Huskies minus the 6.5. By the way, Swag's picks, he's taking Colorado, Washington State, Oregon State, USC, and Arizona. He texted those earlier today. And a quick recap of last week. I got Oregon State covering and Stanford covering right, Sprague. You got Arizona and Cal covering right. And then Swagger went 1-3 with Oregon State covering. So season records, I'm 28-17-2. Sprager is second at 25-20-2, and then Swigart at 24-21-2. So there you go.
And somebody texts in that the UW-Arizona game is on FS1.
It is on FS1?
I just didn't put it on.
That's weird. Usually ESPN lists all those, and it doesn't. So there you go, on FS1 at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. All right, well, Sprague the Line coming up. The gambling's not done. That's at 2:30. Get your fake sponsors in. 55305 is the better you today. Text line. Let's dive into Sprague's thoughts on the Oregon State helmet, some final thoughts for the college football weekend, and what do we make of a program that is tanking? All of that is next on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, Sprague the Line coming up, bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in. Remember, there is no primetime today as we are sending you directly down to Eugene, Oregon. You are looking live. With Dusty and Anthony Newman, their pregame show will start at 3 to 5. And then Jerry and Jorgie, it's a game day on a Friday, which is a little weird, but that's where we're at. Good weekend, though, I think, in the Pac-12. And look, we say that almost every week, so sorry to be a broken record, but I love the conference. It's fun every weekend. You never know who's going to win. And one kind of added cool part of it this weekend is that Oregon State is busting out the old retro helmets. The Benny the Beaver helmet's making a comeback in Corvallis.
So I was real curious if you guys can help me with this because I was blanking a little bit. They're bringing back the Benny logo on the helmet, to which, if you go to their tweet when they put this out, it's a universal, make this permanent, make this permanent, make this permanent. Does any other program have a logo they don't use that is the most universally loved on their helmet or jerseys?
I think that Oklahoma State has a Pistol Pete logo that it's like the cowboy wearing big old Oklahoma State chaps and he's got his six shooters on
his
belt.
They wore him against the Beavs this year.
Right, so but I'm saying... So you're saying people who like that better than their regular logo?
It's the number one logo for Beaver fan.
Right, it's so not I even think close. Oklahoma it's State not fans close. Might think the same thing, but it's not their regular one.
That's an interesting question.
That's an odd thing to me, though, right?
Like, right, I know not regular.
Like, yeah. Oregon's got, you could really argue Oregon has like 4 or 5. The Benny one is, bar none, the best logo that Oregon State's produced. And the one that they had from like 2000 to whenever they rebeaved, that Beaver one was acceptable and cool. It wasn't Benny. And then this rebeave is just absolute gutter trash. And I don't even understand why they're still keeping it. I don't think you have a lot of programs that do that, like where they have an existing logo that is easily number one and it's not their permanent helmet or uniform logo.
I think it's really smart when programs turn the clock back and they bring back the throwback unis on a permanent basis. Like, would anybody at Oregon State be upset if they wore those permanently?
No, everybody right? would be ecstatic.
Like, that's awesome. Bring it back. And this might even be controversial to some. I wish Oregon brought the O back on the helmet. Because that's a similar, like, it's not the preferred logo, I guess, but what Oregon fans all make the O thing with their hands. Like, that's what you do.
Like the
it's
Joey
on the gloves.
Harrington O?
Yeah, I mean, the O, yeah. The O is the O.
Well, he has it technically on the back of the helmet, though, right?
I think it is technically
on
the back.
I don't like it back there.
Yeah, I would like going back to different colors and throw it on the side of the helmet, man.
Yeah.
Mark that.
What don't you like back there?
Yeah. But at least it's on your helmet.
At least it there's is not on
like
the helmet,
a little.
Yeah.
There's not a little Benny somewhere. Yeah. It's a Rebeeve on the jersey.
Yeah.
And then the helmet's traditionally the Rebeeve, but they're bringing back the Benny. And yeah, I don't know. The people I talk to, it's obviously about money, Nike partnerships, doing new stuff and enticing kids, and that's fine. But
think about how much merch you could sell if you brought back permanently the old Benny and you just sold all new clothing with the old stuff on it, like rebranded Oregon State again.
I'm a clothing bandwagon person, and I hate to admit this, but I can't tell you how many times I've been to Nike, seen an Oregon State shirt, and I'm like, if that didn't have the Rebeeve and it had the Benny, I'd buy it right now. I mean, you're talking a few hundred dollars worth of items that I've just chosen not to buy because I don't want to rock the Rebeeve. Right.
I do think that a lot of schools, though, and you can't really know because you're not a fan of that school and you don't know fans of that school, have logos similar to Benny the Beeve from back in the 70s, 80s, early 90s. And they've gotten rid of them for the more simple, you know, letter of the school or just something else. But I mean, a lot of schools have that. Just for Syracuse, they've got a logo that's just Otto the Orange with his arms a little sticking out.
Right.
I don't like it as much as the current one, but right. I think a lot of schools had that because it was a style for a while to kind of have that kind of cartoony character as a logo.
Right, but their current logo, like the Rebeeve, is easily the worst one they've had. I don't even know how many teams you could say do that. Their current logo is right. The worst of the three or four or five, whatever, how many they've created.
Sure.
It's the Rebeeve.
Yeah, even the old, even if you had like the cursive writing, like OSU that used to be, might still be on the baseball hats
mm-hmm.
with I think the U goes all the way underneath or whatever it is. Those were a good look too. I'd throw that on the side of the helmet.
If you gave me a helmet today, an equipment manager walked in from Corvallis and handed me an Oregon State helmet with the Rebeeve, the ones they're wearing on a regular basis, and said, here, put this in your man cave. I wouldn't take it.
Yes, you would.
No, 100% I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't take it.
And if you gave me the Benny one or the one that they wore in the late 90s, 2000s, I'd take that one. Those two I'd take. I wouldn't take the Rebeeve. I really
You wouldn't take an Oregon State helmet in your man cave given to you by the team?
Nope, because I really hate the Rebeeve.
Really? Presented with that situation? You wouldn't just be like, oh, well, okay,
I know the guy who runs the equipment stuff, and I actually had an opportunity to get the old logo on a helmet before I worked in media, and I said, I don't know where to put it, which was stupid. I was in college. What do you want me to do? I knew the guy, but...
So you would rather have no helmet than Rebeeve helmet?
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Because I'm holding out hope that I will get the Benny at some
point.
Get
the Benny back at some point.
Yes.
We have two fan bases, by the way, that have chimed in on this,
okay.
On logos that they wish they still had. An ASU person saying that the devil is way better than their current logo.
Oh, they missed the Sparky?
Missed the Sparky. I think the current logo is just like the trident on the side of the helmet, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and it's kind of at like a weird angle. Is it sideways?
Yeah.
Is it not?
And it's like on one half of the helmet, isn't it? Not on both?
It's like the Oregon Wings helmet. It's the trident instead of the wings.
Okay, yeah. So I'm with them on that. The old Sparky was a good look. Bring that back. And then Mariner fan has chimed in with the old school M, also with the trident, I believe.
Yes,
like that old school logo, better than the current era M's logo.
They bring, spring training this year or last year, they had the trident M on the hat. I almost bought one of those. I thought it was sweet.
Somebody said, sign me up for $1,000 worth of retro beaver attire. I hate the angry nutria. So yeah. Another person willing to spend money on it. And Sam the Mailman is texting in about the Purdue astronaut uniforms. Those are badass.
Oh, those are sick.
If you've not seen those this weekend, those are cool.
Now, Houston, you have a problem.
What's the tie-in? Like two NASA astronauts went to Purdue or something?
They call themselves the cradle of astronauts, and they've got a ton of people who have worked at NASA and have been astronauts who went to Purdue. It's a big astrophysics school, I guess.
Okay.
And the uniforms are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, those are kick-ass. So that's going on this weekend in uniforms. The Ducks, by the way, are wearing all yellows, but what the Colorado game will always remind me of, I am scarred from that. Like, everybody remembers...
Ducks are wearing all yellow?
Tonight, yeah, they're going the all... It's a yellow night.
I always think it's bizarre when
not
they
Not a big
choose,
fan of those ones.
Well,
I'm not
either.
I think
it's weird, too, when they choose a color that's close to their opponent's color. Like, it seems... Colorado's black and gold, I know, but it's... It's kind of like black and yellow. This seems like a good night to go all green. Why are you going all yellow when their color already resembles
right.
yellow so closely?
There's a gold in their color. Now, the 4-8 season, everybody will always remember when Cal got their ass kicked by Washington at Autzen Stadium. And
I saw that firsthand.
Yeah.
I
was there, too.
Yeah. Bludgeoned.
Cal got killed at Autzen that day. It was bad. I left at halftime.
Oregon just said, we didn't want to play that
Yeah,
night.
They didn't show up. But I still argue the more egregious error that season in uniforms was when they played Colorado. And they dressed up like the mascot.
As actual ducks.
Like, that is...
That pissed Beaver fan off, too.
I'll always remember the Colorado game for that. Whenever they play Colorado, I unfortunately would think of that game. When they were coming off the Nebraska loss. They came home. I think it was their Pac-12 opener. And they lost in, like, overtime to Colorado. And everybody thought, what? We can't beat Colorado at home anymore? What the hell happened here?
But we could choose
And they were
back.
Wearing orange socks.
We could choose to remember back to a better time when Cliff Harris was running backwards, like, 25 yards before taking a punt return to the house. Because that was my better Colorado memory.
Yeah, there were some good Colorado memories at first. But, yes, hot uniform talk. I'll never forget when they dressed up like the damn mascot and got beat by Colorado at home.
Listened to that game on the way. I went to a Beaver game. I listened to that on the radio. And that is still one of my favorite Jerry Allen calls just because I've never heard him more defeated.
Right, right.
And Colorado's won the game. And it went quiet for like a minute. I swear to God, it was like a minute.
That was a moment of shock. They were in the national championship 2 years prior to that. And how the mighty had fallen. So that some hot uniform talk. Oregon's wearing all yellows tonight. And then Oregon State bringing out the old retro Benny helmets this weekend, which are just a kick-ass look, and they should bring them back permanently.
I know somebody texted, you know, bringing back a throwback permanently no longer makes it a throwback. I know, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I get that, too. Yeah, that should be permanent. It should not be the throwback. That should
bring
be your
logo. Nutria back as the throwback.
Sure, why not? One game a year. What the hell?
I love Mike shocked. You wouldn't take a helmet?
You D-beeve, how dare you. Okay, let's get to Sprague in the line. Fake sponsors, welcome. 55305 is the Bet You Today text line. We got our picks locked in for the weekend. I, in my almighty and unmatched wisdom, am coming off a 3-0 weekend.
Oh, my God.
So get your Sharpies ready.
Together, we were 3-3 last weekend.
Write my picks down, baby. Well, Sprague in the line coming up next. First, here is traffic, then an update.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Sprague in the line.
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 Hey, Sprague in the line brought to you by the four sportsmen of the apocalypse. You better bet Sprague's picks or we're coming after you.
What's our band name?
I mean, the four sportsmen of the apocalypse.
I mean, that's
pretty bad.
I feel like that's just it right there.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Sprague's mom. I expect your brother to make bad picks, but you should know better.
I know you guys hate the Yankees, but you could go the core four.
Oh, God. Shut up.
Oh, here we go. They're going to win another World Series this year. Mike's going to get even more arrogant.
Sprague and Line brought to you by bad mouthing China. A smarter financial move than making a Sprague pick.
Okay.
Get some dings up in here. Sprague and Line brought to you by Five Guys and Two Mics, zero correct picks. That could be the name of our band, Five Guys, Two Mics.
Or that's an indication of other things.
Yeah. Come on. We all watched it. Sprague and Line brought to you by the new four-man program.
The girls never showed up.
Dirt, Sprague, Krusty, and Rusty. Now there's four of you to help me lose my money out of my ass. That's true. Sprague and Line brought to you by Adulting. Do the grown-ups know you're doing a show today? No, they don't. No, they don't. Wow. They don't know we're doing a show today.
Wow.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Friday Traffic in Portland. At least with traffic on Fridays, you know what we're getting, unlike a Sprague pick. Sprague and Line brought to you by the Mail Sack Question. Why do we Sprague the Line in the summer? Answer so we can remind Sprague he sucks at gambling year-round. That's true. Sprague and Line brought to you by staring directly into the sun. It's never wise to look directly into the sun. Oh, wait, no, that's a shirtless Sprague. Sprague and Line brought to you by Daylight Savings Time. I'm coming for you soon. Is that really? That is coming up soon, huh?
November 3rd.
Wow, it's right around the corner. Sprague and Line brought to you by Nate the Nutria, the new and improved version of Benny the Beaver.
Steak Diane.
Can you imagine if they renamed it Nate the Nutria? The new Oregon State mascot.
Look, I'm going to
Neil.
Okay.
Would that match Robo Duck? It's hard to match Robo Duck. Would Nate the Nutria be on par?
It would beat Robo Duck. You know why? Oregon State wouldn't go, oh, Robo Duck was a bad idea. They go, let's keep rocking Nate the Nutria.
Wouldn't it just be Newt the Nutria?
Ooh, that's not bad. Newt the Nutria.
Look, no matter what, put it on the record today, October 11th, 2019. If they rename the mascot Nate the Nutria,
you're sleeping on a car dealership.
You've lost my fandom. I'm out.
Sleep on a car dealership for 10 years.
I'll tell my kids I met my wife in Corvallis and not at Oregon State anymore.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Dirt, who secretly has a mad bum lip tattoo. How'd you know? Sprague and Line brought to you by The Fan Sausage, proud of the Sausage Fest that is currently this show.
Yeah, what up, council?
Let's get one more in. Sprague and Line brought to you by the Cheez-It Pizza, because like a Sprague pick, they both sound, look, and are just plain awful.
Oh, these cookies.
Okay.
Put that cookie down.
Shut up, Arnold.
No.
All right. Spring and line picks. Here we go. In my unmighty.
Gets me excited.
My almighty wisdom. I went 3-0 last week, which put me above 500, 9-8-1. Sprague, you were 1-2.
Yeah.
Swigard was 0-3. I won the week. That means I make the first pick this week. I am going to start in the National Football League. Now, Todd Gurley and Aqib Talib are not playing. That scares me. But I saw the number this week that McVay, coming off not a bye, but having extended time to prep for an opponent, is 11-1 in his career and 8-0 against the spread. The only loss was the Super Bowl against Bill Belichick and the Patriots. The Niners are good, but they are not Bill Belichick and the Patriots. The Rams are favored by 3 on Sunday. I think it's a bounce-back game for them, a letdown game for San Francisco. I'm starting with the Rams minus the 3.
All right, I like that pick. I'm actually going to start with a two-team teaser because why not give yourself more picks? I'll start with this one. 7-point tease minus 140, so bet 140 to win $100. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys from 7.5-point favorites down to just a half point. They're playing the Jets in New York. Obviously, coming off a bad loss at home, I think they roll the Jets. And then I'm actually going to bump the Colorado line tonight. I do think the Ducks are going to end up winning and winning comfortably, but I'm going to bump that Colorado line up to 29. Two-team, 7-point teaser. There you go.
Am I allowed to take a pick that one of you guys took, too?
Yeah, go for it. You can throw whatever you want out.
I'll just piggyback on the Rams pick here. I think that this is the perfect spot for the Rams, mostly because they are so desperate. If they lose this game, they are a full three games out of the division lead, 2.5, I guess. But they're not going to recover. They're not going to get back on Seattle and San Francisco if they drop this one. I think it's almost a must win if they want to win the division title, so I'm going with the Rams.
My first pick is also in the NFL. Kansas City opened up as an 8.5-point favorite against Houston. They are now a 4.5-point favorite against Houston. I think people are very, very much overreacting to Kansas City's loss to the Colts. Yes, sure, you saw a little bit of a flaw in how Kansas City plays their game. To me, this is a bounce-back game for Kansas City, and they're going to come out firing against Houston, who, although is an exciting team and has a good offense, their defense leaves a lot to be desired. I'm taking KC minus 4.5.
Interesting. All right, I'm going to go to college football. A couple of big games this weekend, and I'll start with one of them. Now, I feel like Vegas is trying to rope me into bet this game.
Absolutely, they are.
And I'm falling for it, baby, because that's what I do. Texas is getting 10.5 against Oklahoma. I think Texas is a good football team. They have their issues on the defensive side of the ball. But Oklahoma has played nobody. And until I see them blow out an opponent like Texas, I don't think they're going to win this game by 2 touchdowns. You give me 10.5 for the 11th ranked team in the country at a neutral site, not on the road, neutral site. I'm taking that all day. They beat them up straight up last year in this game. Give me Texas plus the 10.5.
Yeah, one game I like, I'm going to stay in the NFL. Atlanta at Arizona. I really like Atlanta to cover a 2.5-point spread, but that's not the pick I'm going to give you, but I want you to keep that in mind. I'm actually going to take the over in this game of 51. I think both these defenses suck. I think Arizona can put some points on the board, and I think Atlanta should be able to throw it all over Arizona. I will take the over in Atlanta, Arizona of 51.
Going back down to Eugene tonight, I think that the Oregon offense hasn't proven anything to us yet, and the defense has proven to be savage. I think I told you, Andy, last week that for the rest of the season, until they prove me wrong, I'm going to be betting the Oregon under. It is now up to 60.5 on the night. I don't know how you get there, so I'm taking the under Oregon, Colorado, 16.5.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and counter Dirt's pick. I'm taking Oklahoma minus 10.5 in the Red River Showdown or whatever it's called now.
Bring it, Mike!
I don't think they changed the name, Mike.
Did they?
No, it's the showdown now. It used to be the shootout, and that was too.
It used to be the shootout, and then the rivalry, and now it's just the showdown.
Why don't we just call
nobody ever calls it that?
I've never heard that, but okay.
When did this start?
A couple years ago.
Really?
A couple years ago, they removed shootout, and then it was too tough for people as a tongue
twister.
Don't
they just call it the
Red River
Rivalry?
No, because that was too difficult. Now it's the showdown. It's a thing. It's a whole thing.
Boy. Talk about misbranding something.
This to me is not necessarily a pick of a lot of research. This is a pick of a gut feel. I think Oklahoma might just come out and steamroll Texas. I mean, they are that good. I know Texas is getting better. I know that you've got Ellinger at quarterback, and you've done a better job at kind of getting back to be a top 10 team. But I think this is going to be a wake-up call for the Longhorns. Oklahoma is just that good. I love Lincoln Riley and what he does with that team. I think I'll take Oklahoma minus 10.5.
Okay, there you go. Last pick all around the board. I'm going to stick in college football, another big one. We did this for the Pac-12 picks. I'm high on Notre Dame this year. Now, maybe I'm just a Golden Domer at heart because I liked Rudy as a kid, but they showed me a lot on the road at Georgia, and I think this is a tough football team. They're good offensively. They're strong defensively. They're at home against USC. Right now the line is at 10.5. I don't trust USC, man. They got skill players on the outside. That's fine. Maybe Pittman makes a couple of plays, but a backup quarterback's prone to make mistakes. I don't trust their defense whatsoever. I think Notre Dame's going to be able to move it on them. They're young and they're inexperienced. I'm taking the Irish minus the 10.5.
I need you guys to help me actually not make this pick, but it's going to be my pick. I'm taking the Cleveland Browns plus 2 against the Seattle Seahawks.
A lot of people are big on Cleveland this week in
Dwayne
terms of taking
Brown
that pick.
And DJ Fluker are both going to be out. They're feeling high and mighty after their win against the Rams. The Browns couldn't be at a lower point as an organization than that ass kicking against San Francisco. I think Myles Garrett and the defensive line get to Russell Wilson. I think they slow down Chris Carson. And we've seen Seattle have weird games when they have to travel to the East Coast. I know it's not all the way out there, but I'm going to take Cleveland on a gut feel here, plus 2.
Do you want me to talk you out of it? I did this for Cam on the morning show earlier this week.
Oh, you can, but I'm actually not going to change that pick.
All right, because so. Well, who has the better quarterback? Who has the better head coach? Who's had more time to prepare?
How dare you Seahawks, disrespect Seahawks, Freddie Seahawks. Kitchens?
Who's healthier?
The Browns.
That matters too.
It does.
The secondary's not very good for Seattle.
He's dug in.
They just did this a couple weeks ago. They looked terrible, and then they won at Baltimore. And everyone's like, whoa, I guess we were way wrong. And then they got their ass. I just think that's kind of who they're going to be.
You roll with Freddie, and I'll roll with Pete. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Is that your last pick? Or are you going to Seattle?
No, I mean, but we can have a little side bet there. That'd be fine. No, my last pick is going to be Philadelphia getting 3 points at Minnesota. Minnesota just came off a win, but it was only a win against the Giants, and frankly, I don't think everything is kumbaya there like they're playing after Adam Thielen got those 2 touchdowns. Stephon Diggs is having issues. Kirk Cousins still hasn't proven that he can get the job done. I think that Philly should win that game outright, and they're getting points, so give me the birds.
My last pick is a really big spread, which I'm surprised is as big as it is. Cincinnati plus 11 against the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson has been getting worse and worse progressively as the season has gone on, and he's faced better teams. Not that Cincinnati is a great team. They do not have a win yet, but 3 of their losses are by 1, 4, and 3 points. I don't think they're as bad as the 0-5 looks for Cincinnati. To me, plus 11 is, really? You're giving me plus 11 for a divisional matchup between these two teams, and the Ravens look worse and worse to me every single week? I'm going to take Cincinnati plus 11.
All right, here's a recap of the picks. I am taking the Rams minus 3, the Texas Longhorns plus 10.5, Notre Dame a minus 10.5 in college football. Sprague's got a 7-point teaser with the Cowboys in Colorado tonight. He's also taking the over in the Arizona-Atlanta game on Sunday, and then the Browns plus the 2. Mike's got the Chiefs to cover, Oklahoma to cover, and then Cincinnati plus the 11 against Baltimore. And Bucks going with the Eagles against the Vikings plus the 3, the Rams as well, and then the under in Colorado and Oregon tonight. Boom goes the dynamite. Sprague and Lyon brought to you by Donald J. Trump. These picks are perfect. These picks are perfect. Sprague and Lyon brought to you by Clayton Kershaw. These picks are on me. I may never live them down.
Boom. Roasted.
Sprague and Lyon brought to you by Sprague's Garbage Can, full of dog turds and sports bets that were
just
lost.
Get all fat and sassy.
Sprague and Lyon brought to you by Gary Busey's drug bills, still not as high as Sprague's gambling debts.
Hooray.
What else we got here? Anything else? It's a political one. I don't want to read it. Sprague and Lyon brought to you by Ballpark Frank's, official sponsor on the Wiener Stew that is this show. Spring and Lyon brought to you by Devin Williams. Trust me, I am still fully committed to Sprague's picks. All right. Here we go. Spring and Lyon every Friday at 2:30. Let's get all set for the weekend. We got some poll questions we need to answer. We'll wrap up the show, get you all set to send you down to Eugene. Coming up next on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
There you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend. Looks like a beautiful Friday afternoon. Reminder that the Ducks pregame show is going to start coming up in 10 minutes. Dusty and Anthony Newman down at Autzen Stadium. Kickoff in about 4 hours. Oregon and Colorado tonight. You can hear it right here on The Fan. And then if you're driving back from the game, or if you're just driving around partying on a Friday night, or maybe you're just sitting home and you want to turn the app on, Ryan Buckley, Joe Fisher, and myself will be here probably at like 11:30, somewhere in that range, to do a postgame show to break down what happens tonight. So keep it here. We got you covered. Oregon and Colorado coming up. Pregame starts soon. Let's do the poll question, shall we? And we can just go rapid fire through these gentlemen if you care to vote on all of them. I did three different poll questions today. And I know we've talked about both of them, but we'll reiterate our opinions from earlier. How many points does Oregon have to score tonight to make you feel good about the offense? The four options were just get to 20, 28 plus, 35 or more, or I don't care, just win. Where do we vote?
I'm going to go 30 plus. I think you get to 35. You can match Arizona and what they did last weekend coming in on the road. I think you walk away at least going, okay, is this offense perfect? Is it going to be a little clunky from time to time? Yes, but at least we can see they can take care of business against lesser opponents.
To feel good about it, it's the 28 plus. But if we're being honest, the way we've seen this conference already start to cannibalize itself, it's just get a win and get out. I think that it is going to be tough enough to just win out the rest of your schedule
right.
that any game that ends with Oregon having more points than their opponent, I'm good with. But if we're talking about feeling good about the offense, it's that 28 plus or it's that 30 number.
Okay. I am too going to go. Will commandeer the microphone in there. What the hell is Darkins doing? Get it under control, Will.
We have a live show coming up next. I have to make sure Dusty and Anthony Newman are ready. That's my obligation, Dirt.
Hey, fifth voice on the show. We made it happen. That's never happened before.
We finally turned the listeners off.
We did. That was the number five. It's too much. I can't handle this, man. It's too annoying. I answered 30 plus as well. 43% of you said 28 or more. 19% just said, hey, just win, man. I don't care. And I love the 5% that said, just get to 20. Please get to 20 against this defense.
God, that would be a bad look if you guys got 17 points
that
tonight.
That would be bad. Next one up, does Oregon State cover the spread tonight? I'll give you the results. 55% of you say yes, the Beavs cover, plus the 14.5. 45% of you say no. We're kind of split on that one. Not tonight, sorry, excuse me, tomorrow. But Oregon State, we're kind of split on that one, though. Oregon State cover, and I think that would be a really good sign of progress for Jonathan Smith. Not asking him to win. That's too tall of a task. Utah's a good team on both sides of the ball, and they're the best defense that Oregon State's face. But if they find a way to make this thing a game going into the fourth quarter, and it's, 24-17, 28-21, going into the fourth quarter, I think Oregon State's got to feel good about that. But the spread, I think, will be the number to keep an eye on tomorrow when Oregon State plays Utah.
I just try to get as close to that number as possible. I don't have big expectations for this week, and I just don't want to see them completely no-show at all and a half.
Yeah.
But Utah's also good, and that's going to be the tough thing to evaluate. Is that Utah, or is that Oregon State continuing their inconsistencies?
I would like to see the offense continue to show up for Oregon State because I think this Utah opponent is a much tougher, stingier defense than they've seen in their last couple games. And so I don't necessarily think that they'll keep it close enough to cover. But if they could put up 21 points on this Utah defense, 24, 28, something like that, I think that would make Beav fans feel good.
Well, I'll remind people, too. I brought this stat up a couple of times, and I think it's valid just in terms of where the program's going. Is Oregon State last year in conference games lost by an average of 27 points. An average of 27. So you got a win against UCLA and you lost to Stanford by 3, right? I mean, you've already seen progress 2 games in. Let's see if that continues. Then last but not least, the final poll question of the show. And I get it, the local voting angle here, but we asked, which Pac-12 game are you most excited for this weekend? So I didn't use the Oregon-Colorado game coming up tonight. Four options, obviously: OSU, Utah, Washington State at ASU, USC at Notre Dame, and Washington at Arizona. Where do we vote on that one? Which Pac-12 game are we most looking forward to this weekend?
I'm going
to
say Washington-Arizona. I want to say ASU-Wazoo, but I know how big that game's going to be in Seattle next weekend, even with a 2-game lead in the conference. I think if the Ducks go up to Seattle and they look like dog ass on the road again, there's going to be major concerns and people are going to point to about 3 more games and say, we don't know if those are given. So I'm going to say Washington. If they lose to Arizona, whoa, it is going to it's going to be very unsettling, I think, for Husky fan. And then Arizona the same way. They're 4-1. They've won 4 in a row. If they beat Washington, I'm assuming it's doing it the way that they wanted to do it. And we'd have to have a real conversation about, can Arizona win the South?
Yeah, I think that I want to know if Arizona's legit or not, and I think that this would take it a step further in finding out that they are. Remember, the only loss they have, Khalil Tate was tackled at the half-yard line against Hawaii in a play that came close to tying the game. And so I don't know that they're legit or not, but I think that if they win this one or win this one convincingly, you have to believe they're going to be the team coming out of the South and who Oregon could potentially face in a championship game.
I'm also on Arizona-Washington.
That's the one, too. Yeah, that game's going to be fun. 43% of people voted OSU and Utah. That'll do it, folks. Good little show. If you missed any of it, Let's Drop Tires podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We're going to send you down to Eugene, Dusty, and Anthony pregame show starting in about 5 minutes. Duck game at 7, postgame afterwards. Don't go anywhere on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.